Welcome to PM. Straight to those bankruptcy figures. More than 32,000 Australians declared bankruptcy in the past financial year. The resources states are feeling the pinch most. Queensland recorded the highest number of people unable to pay their debts. But Western Australia had the sharpest year-on-year rise, with almost 12% more personal bankruptcies than the year before. So what's driving it? Our reporter in Perth, Eliza Borello, has been finding out.
Kirsten Hartnett is a Salvation Army financial counsellor. Her best advice for people who think they're on the verge of bankruptcy is don't panic.
Like only 2 weeks ago, I did receive a phone call from someone and she said, I've got to go bankrupt. When she came into the situation, into the office, her story wasn't as dire as it was feeling to her. And we were actually able to organise a really successful outcome with her credit provider.
She says illness, unemployment and relationship breakdown are some of the most common causes of bankruptcy. But there are free financial counselling services that can help, and lenders might be more lenient than people think.
So if you're with, you know, the big banks, you know, ring up and actually ask for their hardship department. Work out a realistic amount you can pay. Tell them your circumstances and hopefully together you will navigate through that.
According to the data and analytics company Illion, formerly known as Dun & Bradstreet, 32,000 Australians declared bankruptcy in the past financial year. Almost a third of them were in Queensland, but WA recorded the biggest rise in the number of people unable to pay their debts, 11.7% more than the previous period. Illion's chief executive, Simon Bly, says the economies of the two resources states have picked up recently, but it's yet to translate into better bankruptcy figures.
House prices have turned the corner a little bit in WA and Queensland, but on the other hand, I don't think we can ignore the potential impacts of the Royal Commission and, you know, banks tightening lending policies, making sure that financial products, in particular mortgages, there's less interest-only products than there used to be.
Would you say that possibly the time lag could be explained because people took, particularly in Western Australia, they took out big loans during the boom years and people are still losing jobs? The unemployment rate is still low, so it'll take some time for that to correct itself?
Oh, I think that's absolutely correct. I mean, we've now seen this is the fourth consecutive year where bankruptcies have risen across Australia, and it's the fourth consecutive year, you know, where WA bankruptcies have risen. You know, in 2016, it was over 20%. 2017, over 20%. It's still growing 12. So the rate of increase is moderating, but it's still very high. And what you tend to see is that, you know, it does. People don't go from being in a good financial state into bankruptcy. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a slow and gradual process. It takes time. There's lots of help for people out there to try and avoid, the last resort, as it were. A shock to the system doesn't result in an immediate impact in bankruptcies, and nor does an improvement in the system lead to an immediate turnaround.
Simon Bly says overall there's less flexibility in the system than there used to be.
All our data says, you know, Australians spend what they earn. And that's fine as long as you have a job. It's fine as long as, prices don't go up too much. But people don't have a lot of buffer. So when, they do hit hard times, a local factory or business closes, there's a period of, sustained ill health or misfortune, then there's a limited safety belt that people have. And, unfortunately, that impacts some people quite dramatically.
Simon Bly from the data and analytics company Illion, Eliza Borello reporting. And if you do need support with debt, there is the National Debt Helpline. The number there is 1800 007 007.